I'm curious, does the Ray have any ideas that they'd like to share with other state DOTs that might be listening to this podcast about what they should be looking for when it comes to infrastructure investments from the work you've already done?
Absolutely. Our goal as a nonprofit is to discover solutions, to have successful technologies, have the opportunity to perform on the Ray, and then to scale it, to give it away, to repeat it to as many different corners of the country and the world as possible, as quickly as possible. Because frankly, we can't wait any longer in terms of our efforts to reduce accidents and crashes, reduce fatalities, and also prepare our infrastructure for modern, autonomous, and connected transportation. These are things that we can't wait for any longer. And our role as philanthropy is to enable it, right? To enable solutions and give them away. What we are working on at the Ray is a solution set that we believe can be a part of a federal or a national package, and that at its core does include infrastructure projects that are more economically feasible and that are more easily funded, because these are projects that bring in partners from the private sector and robust P3s. So all of the things that we've discussed, preparing the infrastructure for connected vehicles and autonomous vehicles with striping, signage, and with the data infrastructure, the cloud infrastructure to manage the data streams. That is absolutely what needs to happen in this country and as quickly as possible. I mean, with connected cars alone, we believe that we're going to have millions of connected cars on the roads just over the next 2 to 3 years. So we need to be able to manage the data streams for the highest value and the most utility as quickly as possible. And that requires that we build basically a brain capable of managing connected vehicle data streams. Also, we've got so many acres of real estate on the interstate system that is not in pavement. These are not paved lanes. This is the roadsides. We spend a lot of money to maintain them. It's basically a cost center for the DOTs. And we would like to see more state DOTs reimagine, where appropriate, reimagine that interstate roadside property for renewable energy generation with solar, with wind. Also to imagine how those roadsides might be more productive for certain agricultural products. There have been a couple of states that have tried roadside farming for corn for ethanol, which is interesting. We think that there's an even bigger, better opportunity for products like sustainable fiber, companies that make diapers and toilet tissue and Kleenex, nose tissue that we use, especially now in COVID. Those kind of throwaway products are increasingly made from sustainable fiber, from things like, wheat straw. And we can actually grow wheat products on the roadsides and deal with our erosion issues on the roadsides a little bit better by deciding that we're going to use plants like some of the ones we're working with on the Ray. One in particular that comes to mind is Kernza, which is a perennial wheat varietal that you can then harvest in a public-private partnership with farmers and then use that fiber for single-use commercial goods in partnership with corporations like Kimberly-Clark. These are big ideas because they're so different from how we've managed our interstate system before, but everything that we suggest, everything that we recommend, every solution as a part of our solution set on the Ray, all of it maintains the safety, the integrity, and the operational efficiency of the interstate system. We don't ever want to interrupt the safe operation of the interstate system. It's just about, in a safe manner, doing more with what we already have. And the last thing that I would mention is, this country, the United States, generates about 300 million scrap tires every year. We have researched for 30 plus years now how to recycle scrap tires into high-performing asphalt and into high-performing roads. And that's another innovation that we demonstrate on the Ray that we think could be used nationally and in more of our interstate paving projects, is recycling scrap tires into rubberized asphalt for high-performing roads.